This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's always very, very humbling when you're a workaholic like me, you could run around the place and do whatever, and then all of a sudden you get stopped in your tracks. And so I'm sitting here fine, but if you ask me to get up, I can't get up. I can't get down. I could just stay in one place. If you get me standing, I could stand. So basically what happened this morning is I was getting on my boots. Hold on. Let me see if I can show you guys. This is, okay, see my boot. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see my boot. Can you see the boot? Oh, shoot. Shoot. Uh-oh. Shoot. You got that? Okay. I hurt myself. So anyway, I was getting on my boots, and I couldn't bend forward. And so when I bent, I started, and I'm like, why can't I just, and then boom, I felt electricity across the lower part of my back. So this electricity that went across the lower part of the back just clamped me down. And so here I was, dressed, but no boots, okay? And I can't really do that. That's not, you know, I can't go to work barefoot. Probably some OSHA rule. So, luckily, my son was getting out of bed. So I call him up.
What? Why are you calling me?
I go, I'm in my bathroom. I need some help.
What?
Can you come to my bathroom, please?
Why?
I pulled my back out. I need you to help me get dressed. Now, I shouldn't have done that because he was probably thinking to himself, Lord have mercy, you know, what, do I need to cover my eyes? I mean, is there going to be breast milk all over the place? So he probably was freaked out. But luckily, I was dressed. So you see him, like, totally sneak around the corner. I'm like, fine, I'm dressed. It's okay. And you can see him relieved as heck. And then I'm like, you got to help me put on my boots. And he's like, well, then why aren't you wearing better shoes? I mean, if you pull out your back, Mom, you need to wear... Well, that's not how he talked to me. He's like, you shouldn't wear boots if you pull out your back. I go, I need to wear the boots. They're flats. It's okay. And look, it goes good with the outfit. So he's like, you're still going to work? I go, yeah, I'm going to work. See, Mama has a work ethic. Okay? You know, do as Mama do. Mama goes to work even though she's in pain. He's like, well, I have to help you get dressed. So he helps me get dressed. And then my makeup was done. He didn't have to help me put on my makeup because this is all fine. See, I could do this. But I just can't move. I could walk. I just can't bend. So then I have my water bottle. And what did I do? I dropped my water bottle down the stairs. And I tried to catch the water bottle as I went down the stairs. So that didn't help. So anyway, one of the kids helped me. My other son was late for school, so he helped me with the water bottle. They're both looking at me like, oh, my God, we are so putting you in a home. I'm like, all I did was pull out my back, okay? And then I got into the car. Now, getting into a car, when you have a very small garage and your kid's Jeep is right up against your car and your son's truck is behind the car, man, I have to, like, I usually have to suck in my stomach. I usually have to push my boobs in. And then I have, which, by the way, I think that's really what it was. It wasn't me bending over and picking up the booze. I think what it was is, you know, I had all this excess double D that just ripped just strained the muscles in the disc. So anyway, so I somehow get into the car and I'm able to drive. It just, there was a really good song on the radio, so I was trying to dance and that didn't work. And then some jerk wouldn't let me merge on the 215, and so I'm trying to turn, but remember, next door last week. And so at least, thank God, I could still use my fingers, right? And I could still, right. So anyway, so I got myself basically, you know, to my husband's office so he could adjust me. Now, my husband's like, oh, Lord have mercy. So he gets me out of the car, and he has something called a drop table. And I need to, actually, I got to be full disclosure. Okay, I'm an MD, so I didn't know what to do for my back. So when I was in the bathroom, thank God I was standing right by the drawer where there was ibuprofen. So as an MD, I popped ibuprofen. Okay, so I had some ibuprofen on board. I was good. But that wasn't good enough. So I went to my husband, who's a chiropractor, and he has a drop table. So he puts me on the table, and with this drop table, it's really, really cool because what it does, it takes half your body and drops it. Apparently, my hips were out. Yeah, you could tell with my butt. Now, he's able to tell. He's used to my big butt, so you could kind of go, okay, there's your hips. I'm like, dang. I mean, that's like, you know, digging, you know, for gold to find the hip bones in that butt. But he found them, and then he did the drop table, and he put me back in alignment. The only problem is I can't get up and get back down. So as you guys know, my producer today is Daniel. Now, Daniel is basically the closest person I am to right now while I'm on air. The only problem is when I have to go pee, I don't think Daniel's going to want to help me get off and on the toilet. He, luckily, is in Minnesota while I'm in Vegas. So I might need someone to help me get off and up the toilet. And why would I need that? I don't know. Okay, I think it's because it's just the bending. There's just something that I could, like, sit, like, right here, okay, and as soon as I have to bend or get up and on. Now, I was thinking about a porta potty. If I could get a chair in my studio that has a hole, you know, like one of those Gwyneth Paltrow vaginal steaming chairs, and then I could stick like a big gulp. I got my orange juice, so I could empty this out and stick it down there to pee. Hopefully that's all I have to do. But the reason why I bring all this up is, it's, like I said, really humbling when you hurt yourself and you can't do what you have to do. I mean, simple things like getting on my boot, like picking up some water I dropped. If my sons weren't there, I wouldn't have been able to grab my water. I wouldn't have dehydrated. But, you know, you take a lot of things for granted. And so, you know, you young folk out there, when you see older people and they're slow or they're hesitating, you know, going upstairs or whatever, don't get frustrated. These older folk, I mean, now I'm one of them, you know, is kind of being smart because they know if they take a fall or a spill or whatever, they're down for the count. And we're not talking down for the count missing Downtown Abbey. We're talking down for the count where you might not be able to eat. You might have to pee on yourself or whatever. And so how do you protect, you know, from you guys turning into me? Well, one, try not to get the puppy. He's too big. Two, avoid high heels. I wear a lot of like boot heels. That's bad. Lose weight. You know, make sure your weight is down. Again, something I need to do. You know, try not to get into a bunch of car accidents. Good back posture, good core strengthening, right? That helps to strengthen your muscles. And don't do a lot of heavy lifting and don't do a lot of heavy jerky movement.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, very, very interesting story here. The Labradoodle owner is actually regretting his creation. Now, you guys kind of know what a Labradoodle is? It's a Labrador poodle mix. And they're really cuddly. They're gorgeous. They're big dogs. So they got the hair like a poodle, but they got the disposition of a lab. And the creator, in an interview on an ABC podcast, Wally Conron, says the invention is his, quote, life's regret. And he hasn't got a clue why people are still breeding them today. Apparently, he's become concerned that there's an influx of copycat crossbreeds that have created health problems for many dogs. So, I have a Bichon Frise. She's full on Bichon, but she's really little. Does a lot of pee-pee house. So I wonder if anybody did cross her with a lab. I don't know if you could do that. I don't really get how people can do that, how they can, you know, ask two dogs of two different species to mate with each other, but I guess they do. But Wally apparently is Australian, and he created the Labradoodle back in the late 80s. He said he took a letter from a blind lady in Hawaii whose husband was allergic to long-haired dogs. So Wally was a breeding manager. So he decided to create a suitable guide dog for the couple. So, well, why not just a lab? I had a lab, Apollo. The lab was, I mean, he was a smart dog. He was really, really friendly, but I don't think we could teach him to be a guide dog. So anyway, after 3 years of trying to find a solution, he came up with the idea of a dog with the working ability of a lab, but the coat of a poodle. Well, isn't a poodle a long-haired dog? He said, anyway, but anyway, the lady wanted a dog that didn't have long hair. I don't get that. Oh, I get it. Labs shed a lot. So anyway, despite his success, he says he feels regret because the Labradoodle became a bandwagon, and his aim of only breeding healthy pups was not followed by others. He says, I find the biggest majority of Labradoodles are either crazy or have a hereditary problem. Now, many owners are like, no, it's fine. Miss Martha Walton was interviewed. She's 20 years old, and she loves her Labradoodle, Barney. He has a perfect mix of lovingness, intelligence, and everything. When I'm feeling down or stressed, he picks me up, comes for a cuddle, and I feel better again. Which, by the way, people, if any of you suffer from depression, you got to get a pet. You have got to get a pet. I got to tell you, I love, you know, coming home and having somebody excited to see me, you know, and the dog is like, mommy here, you know, and doggy, ruff, ruff, ruff. You know, the dog's like, yay, mommy here. See, the cats don't do that. The cats are like, now you're home? When are you going to feed me? Sorry, I pulled out my back. So I got to kind of shift. So, yeah, and so I, you know, but a lot of people who have depression, they don't get an animal. They don't get a dog or a cat because they think the animal's going to die. Well, yeah, your animal will die. I mean, just like anything else. I mean, not hopefully the first week. I mean, hopefully the dog lives a long life. But, yeah, you know, some dogs, they don't live past 10 years. You know, cats could live 25. Isn't that funny? Okay, you know, the animal you want to live long doesn't. We had a dog named Sushi. She was gone. My cats have outlived three sets of dogs. I'm like, what the hell? Well, here's the thing. We adopt the dog when the dog's already like eight or something, so we don't really get that many more years with the dog when we adopt him. Uzi, our latest, we got her when she was about a year old. So we got her as a puppy. So, but she's already starting to act like an old woman. You know, she sits there, and she always eats, and she fights with the cats, and then she lies there, and she doesn't care about closing her legs, so she just lies there, spread eagle. I'm like, Uzi, and she's like, I don't care, this is how I sleep. She's already starting to, you know, have that little cronky battle axe attitude. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're only like three. So, but they do, they cheer you up. Anytime I'm in a bad mood, anytime I'm sad or something, you know, you got the, well, except for the cats. The cats do nothing for me. So, this Martha, she says her granddad has dementia. So they take Barney to see him at the care home, and the dad loves him. So, what's happening here with people and breeding animals? And I guess some of them are breeding when they shouldn't. I guess there's some people breeding their own dogs. I didn't think you were allowed to do that. So, I always kind of hesitate messing with nature. I think, we really bite ourselves in the butt when we try to control natural selection or control what God has, you know, on this great green earth or what Mother Nature wants to do. And I don't know why they call her Mother Nature. Probably because the flowers. I would say nature would be, I mean, if I had to say nature and the sea, you see, they make Mother Nature, they make the sea male. I don't get that. Why? Or female. They go, yeah, her, like, boats are females. Is the sea also water? Oh, female? I'm not sure. But, yeah, I'm not like a women's libist, so I'm not going to say it's a sexist thing, but I do find it odd that, you know, they assign a gender to, you know, trees and grass and all that, especially since a lot of flowers auto-pollinate. And the auto-pollination of some of these plants kind of have a male and female aspect to it. Like, I don't know if you've seen some of these plants where the pollen looks like it's a phallus, like a male organ. And the pollen is on a stalk that looks like that, whereas the flower with petals and all that, right, you know, they attract, right, bees and things to kind of come, you know, sometimes their petals have to open up and go, I'm here, I'm open, I'm ready for pollination. Then sometimes the flowers close. So honestly, I don't know if I would assign a gender, because there's a lot of male appearing things versus female. You know, I wonder how the whole gender narrative is going to go when we look at, like, plugs. You know, they say, give me a male or a female. And I guess there's certain plugs where the female is where it's just the open, the holes, and the male is the one that has the metal in it, the pointy thing sticking out. So, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to fix all that. Do we even need to? So, going back to dogs and cats and all that, I'm not sure exactly what is the best breed. Everybody says poodles are the smartest, labs are the friendliest. We have a lot of pit bulls out there that are kind of bred. Pit bulls are really adorable dogs. I just get scared of them because I just don't know if they're going to go AWOL and get all mad and grumpy and bite. We talked about the most dangerous dogs. Doberman Pinschers, I think, were up on that. Rottweilers were big. Rottweilers weren't really good. So I don't know if I would breed. I mean, what happens if you bred a Rottweiler and a Bichon? I don't even know what they would look. Have you guys ever seen an ugly dog? They'd be all dressed up. I was at the Renaissance Fair a couple years ago, and there was this pug. And my grandma had pugs, so I have a soft spot for pugs. I think they're ugly. I really do. I mean, yeah. And so this dog had like a tongue, you know, kind of sticking out of her mouth, but she was all dressed up in a princess outfit. And so of course, what am I going to say to the ugly dog? I'm going to like, oh, you're so cute. You're so pretty. You know, and you could see she was beaming. But I'm like, do you know how ugly you are? But it doesn't matter. Sometimes ugly is adorable. Sometimes the ugliest animal, like Shake Peas, he has a look of death. He looks evil. I just love him to death. All right. So the most dangerous dogs, Great Dane, believe it or not, comes in number 10. See, Great Danes don't live that long because they're big. Boxers came in number 9. A wolf hybrid, well, that's a no-brainer. They say a wolf hybrid is a cross between a wolf and a dog. Alaskan Malamute. We had Alaskan Malamute, but they say they could be pretty dangerous. Siberian Husky. I always mix up Alaskan Malamute and Siberian Husky. They do look a little different. A Bull Mastiff can also be pretty dangerous. Doberman Pinschers, which, by the way, Pinscher has an S in it, so don't misspell it. German Shepherds can be very, very aggressive. Rottweilers came in number 2. They have one of the worst tempers. Oh, Rottweilers, they're really, really good to protect the family, but, you know. But then the number 1 most dangerous dog is your pit bull. So if you have a pit bull Rottweiler mix, you're screwed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifying before a Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee on Thursday.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace.
The president continues.
Adam Schiff doesn't talk about Joe Biden and his son walking away with millions of dollars from Ukraine and then millions of dollars from China.
During her weekly press conference, Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says a possible impeachment of President Trump is about the facts.
For 7 years, longer than anybody in Congress, on the Ethics Committee. And on the Ethics Committee, we were trained. It's about the facts and the law.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines today, and this is coming from Newsweek. Donald Trump's approval rating surpasses Obama's, and not just on Rasmussen reports. So apparently, analysts took a look, and they found that where Donald Trump is right now actually surpasses where Obama was at this stage in the presidency. And as you know, Obama got reelected. So Trump is looking pretty good to be reelected. Now, apparently his approval rating was at 44.3%, according to Real Clear Politics. And they did this by an average of about half a dozen major polls, which was higher than Obama's, which is 43.9, back on September 18th, 2011. Now, you know, mind you, Obama was in the middle of a really, really bad recession. So I don't think anybody would have liked anybody in the office at the time. But I, as a doctor, okay, and we got a lot of psychology because our Dean May, our dean of our medical school, had a psychology background. In fact, he was the psychiatrist for the Olympic team in Salt Lake. And so we got a really, really good heavy base with that. And so I think we got more training in psychology than the average medical school. And so, okay, be nice. Be nice. I know a lot of medicine, okay? Somebody said that's all she knows. It's not all I know. I know a lot of stuff. Just don't ask me about acid base and IV fluids and, you know, vent settings. I just can't do that. I have the medical students help me with that whenever I have a question on that. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do? But I like looking at the psychology of the voter. I like looking at the psychology of elections. And I find the American public fall into the trap over and over and over again. And worse yet, you see the politicians fall into the trap also. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I like to avoid a lot of the political news, you know? But when I hear it, I hear Trump's down in the ratings. You know, Trump's the lowest rated president out there. Okay, and then you get this today going, actually, he's doing pretty damn good. And I even heard today that there was above a 50%. That on one poll, and it wasn't a right-leaning poll, it was another poll, he was over 50%. So, I think we all, you know, kind of saw how these spurious predictions and these, these discussions on, oh, who's ahead and, you know, who's going to win don't mean anything, right? Because when you looked at the Hillary Clinton-Trump election, everybody said Trump was way down in the polls. And I'm looking at this in the media going, I bet he's not. I bet he's not. Sorry, I pulled out my back. So I got to shift. Sorry, I have to shift real quick. And shift. Okay, hold on. There we go. And I'm like, no, I bet the fact that the media keeps saying Trump's down, Trump's down, Trump's down, because they think that's going to please their advertisers, made me think the opposite. And then here we have it. You know, he won the electoral vote, maybe not the popular, but he still got elected. So what I think a lot of people need to realize when you're running for office, whether you're a manager, okay, and or an employer, whether you're a professor or whatever, is you need to think about who your audience is. Always think about who your audience is. My show, okay, is not case in point. I get that. I know. If I really knew what you guys wanted, it would be me to go off air. Okay. Can my show not be a part of the conversation, please? Okay. But you need, what is it that the American people want? Okay. Is it that they want to be a part of a tribe? They want to be Democrat or they want to be Republican. You do have some voters. You have some voters where it doesn't matter how, you know, good, let's say, our president is. They're going to hate him or find something wrong no matter what. You know, that's why we see all these, you know, discussions with, you know, Jewish Democrats versus Jewish Republicans. You know, if, you know, Israel likes Trump, and it sounds like they do, and, you know, Trump seems to be doing good, you know, in terms of, you know, Israel and its, you know, capital and embassy and all that, you know, you would think that, you know, a Jewish Democrat might be like, oh, he's doing a good job. And a lot of them, no, they're going to side with the political party. All right. Same thing with Obama. Obama might have done some good things. People who didn't like him were going to side with their party. Okay. So you got the tribalism. We get that. But that's not everybody. The majority of the voters are not, I'm a diehard Democrat, I'm a diehard Republican. The majority of the voters are pro their nuclear family. They're going to vote for their family. And they might keep quiet. They might pretend they're diehard Republican, diehard Democrat. But if they're doing better in the economy, if they love the, you know, social assistance they're getting now, they might not want a new president that might change that. Now, everybody thinks, well, if a Democratic president comes into office, then there's going to be more, you know, programs and things like that. Maybe in theory. But can they make that bet? So if you have a family that's doing okay now, and they go, you know, if this stays the same, I'm good. Even if they're Democrat, they might not want to change in a president. So a politician who's out there touting, oh, I could do this better, I could do this better, you're only going to appeal to the people that need help. Now, we have a lot of us that can't stand our health care. Our health care is messed up. You'll have some that blame Trump for that. But the majority of the people, they blame the ACA. Voters aren't stupid. Now, but if they don't think the Republicans could fix it and the Democrats come in and say, oh, yeah, we'll be able to fix health care, maybe they'll go with that. But what the average American or the average voter is doing is looking at their husband, their wife, their kids, their job, looking at their house value, looking at what the landscape, the economic landscape is going to be, and they're looking at it and going, well, wait a second. If Trump stays in power, are we going to be okay still? Is this going to be the same? Or are we screwed and Trump's screwing us and we need somebody new that's going to come in and help our situation? So politicians look at things. If unemployment is down, if, you know, minimum wage is up and people are, you know, kind of happy with their income, they might not want change. You know, for Obama kept campaigning on change. People wanted to be away from the Bush years. The problem is a lot of people did well during the Bush years. Was it Bush's credit? No, who knows? But if you want change, then you're going to vote for somebody that changes things up. But if you like where you're at, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you might not want to change things up. And people fear change. You'll have people sometimes in a bad situation. But if they think the situation could get worse, they might not want to change. That's why Trump might have a much better chance of getting reelected than we think. And so when you see these polls, and trust me, the next poll is going to say he's down again, you know, because, you know, the media wants to, again, please the advertisers. You know, if somebody's advertising on a news station and they think somebody's going to shut off the news because they're depressed about Trump winning, that news is going to have to skew it, which is not news, by the way, to make sure that listeners still stay. I don't know if you guys were watching with the election results with Hillary, but CNN and MSNBC had a much different electoral count than Fox News did. And even after Hillary conceded, the other, you know, news networks were slow. Well, she didn't really concede, but after it was already being called and states were being called, the other news outlets just didn't want to, you know, they took longer because, again, they didn't want people turning off the station. So you as a voter, don't get caught up into what politicians say, what, you know, media outlets say. And I don't know what the hell's going on with this Ukraine thing. And I don't care any way you vote, whatever you want to vote. I just want you to vote. Okay. I hate it when people just sit on the couch going, oh, I don't want to do anything. I'd rather you vote. I don't care if you vote Democrat, Republican, just vote. But don't fall into this trap. Okay. You need to vote for what you think is going to be good for your community, for your state, for your children, for your future, and for your current state. And, you know, pledging allegiance to an R or a D might not be the best way to go. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Let's lighten it up a little bit. All right, I love celebrity news and things like that, but what I really, really love are facts that, and this is coming from BuzzFeed, and I believe them, all right, but I can't say that I confirmed each and every one of them. I'll tell you the ones I know as I read them. But I love these kind of interesting facts about these stars that you never know. And this one article that's trending is called 42 Celebrities You Will Never See the Same Way After Reading These 42 Facts About Them. So it's a really, really cute article. Again, it's up to you to, you know, decide if these are, you know, the most earth-shattering pieces of news. And again, I can't technically confirm. But right now, number one is, I am looking at Tim Allen and his mugshot. And apparently in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in 1978, they say Tim Allen was arrested for possession of 1.4 pounds of cocaine and was sent to jail for 2 years. Now, I never knew that about him. All I know is, you know, he's Buzz Lightyear. I think he does a great job of Buzz Lightyear. But that's interesting. They say Kim Kardashian West's first marriage happened when she was 19, and she was married to Damon Thomas for 4 years. I don't remember that. Matt Perry from Friends, right, the one who plays Chandler, lost part of his middle finger in a car door. Now, not while he was on Friends, but if you look at his fingers, his middle finger is shorter than the others. So it looks like he had a partial amputation. I love, like, celebrity-type stuff. So these are just some interesting things. So you guys remember the 2003 VMAs where Madonna and Britney Spears shared a kiss? Apparently, Madonna originally wanted to have that kiss with Jennifer Lopez. And then I guess because it was Britney Spears, they did that. And that's been a very famous, yeah. Ryan Gosling, who women just love to death, I guess was going to be in the Backstreet Boys. Not exactly sure what the backstory was, but he told Celeb Buzz, when I was doing the Mickey Mouse Club, we were living in the same place as that guy AJ for the Backstreet Boys. They were just forming that band, so he was saying how big they were going to be, and he had a poster of them in the house. We were like, it's never going to happen. Didn't they already do that with New Kids? You're a little late. Cut to, and he goes, I was wrong. So, wow, Ryan Gosling. Yeah, but he's a big star. But, All right. Now, Friends, as you know, is huge. Jennifer Aniston, apparently, was turned down being a cast member on Saturday Night Live. Oh, she turned down. You know, Saturday Night Live gave a lot of people their start. Eddie Murphy, oh my gosh, all of them, like Adam Sandler, and the list could go on. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, all that. So interesting that Jennifer Aniston turned it down. But then again, for Friends, it worked out. So that was a move that was good. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I love reading those stories where certain stars were supposed to be in the movie. Like, what would have happened if that star was there? You know, like, actually, Sean Connery was supposed to be in Lord of the Rings. Sean Connery, I think, was going to play Gandalf. And he left to go do A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He left with the guy that Aragorn, that was going to play Stuart Townsend. They both left. And luckily, we got Viggo Mortensen. And then we got, I forgot the other gentleman that played Gandalf. But the thing is I really, really love Sean Connery. So I think I would have liked Sean Connery to stay. They say when Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling were in the Mickey Mouse Club, Justin's mom was Ryan's legal guardian. That's interesting. Channing Tatum had one of his early starts in Ricky Martin's She Bangs music video. He made $400 for playing the bartender. He was shirtless, and he played the bartender while people were dancing to She Bangs, She Bangs. Ashton Kutcher's real name is Christopher. Christopher Kutcher, I guess. Kanye West used to work at The Gap. I remember this. Back in 2006, Brandy was in a car accident where a woman died. I remember that. Britney Spears, before she made it big, was in an all-female group called Innocence. Innocense. I really feel bad for the other girls. They're all really pretty and cute, and they're probably talented. But that to me, that's, you know, always heartbreaking when there's a group of a bunch of, you know, talented people, and then one makes it big, and then you don't know whatever happened to the rest of the group. And that rest of the group has to, you know, just kind of sit there and, you know, watch their colleague, you know, make it big. And even if they're happy for them, they're like, but that could have been me. That, I don't know how well I would take that. I'd be like, oh, that stinks. I don't know. I remember this. Madonna used to work for Dunkin' Donuts, but she was fired after a week. I didn't know why she was fired. They say she was messing around with the jelly machine. Well, it's good she got fired, because then she later became a, you know, superstar. Eva Mendes wanted to be a nun when she was growing up, but then she found out they didn't make any money. That's on BuzzFeed. Tom Cruise went to seminary school as a boy. He might have been a priest. They say one of David Bowie's eyes was permanently dilated. I never knew that. I got to go look at pictures of that. Bill Murray, they say, was arrested when he was 20 years old for trying to bring 10 pounds of marijuana on a plane. Tyra Banks has a dolphin phobia. There was a group that attended NYU, and they started a group called Stefani Germanata. You will never be famous. Well, Stefani Germanata is Lady Gaga. So Lady Gaga proved them wrong. It's a closed group. Matt Broderick was convicted of careless driving in a car accident that killed two people. I remember that years ago. Ryan Cabrera has a tattoo of Ryan Gosling's face on his leg. Nicolas Cage, they said, once did mushrooms with his cat. I don't know if I could believe that. They said he told David Letterman he ate them voraciously. It was like catnip to him. So I thought, what the heck? I better do it with him. Huh. They said when Jennifer Lawrence was in middle school, she looked exactly like Justin Timberlake. Don't ask. Dennis Rodman has 28 siblings. That's a lot. Kobe Bryant speaks fluent Italian. Rob Lowe is deaf in his right ear. Martha Stewart started out as a fashion model. I always wanted to be a model. No, never happened. Matt McConaughey has a phobia of revolving doors. I do too because I got stuck. I don't like revolving doors. Get this. Leonardo DiCaprio's mom was looking at the a Leonardo da Vinci painting in a museum in Italy when Leo first kicked in her womb. That's why she called him Leonardo. Jaleel White is the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog. Tom Cruise, they say, has an asymmetrical face. We all have an asymmetrical face. Not sure what that means. Joe Jonas revealed he lost his virginity to Ashley Greene. Whatever. Snoop Dogg and Brandy are first cousins. Now, Jonah Hill, this is interesting. You guys remember the movie Wolf of Wall Street? And Jonah Hill kept snorting what looked like cocaine. It was actually mostly vitamin D. So for 7 months, he was snorting vitamin D, pretending it was cocaine. Unfortunately, he had to go to the hospital for bronchitis, because that stuff irritated his lungs. Katy Perry used to keep a lock of Taylor Swift's and Miley Cyrus's hair in her purse. Remember when Kanye interrupted Taylor's award speech? And she has a framed picture of that, and it's captioned, "Life is full of little interruptions." Wow. She really has a lot of inspiring. She has a lot of, like, you know, she really, really appeals to those that kind of got kicked when they were down. Will Smith's real name is Willard. Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother. What else? Jamie Lee Curtis is Jake Gyllenhaal's godmother. But Jake is Heath Ledger's daughter's godfather. Because remember, he was in Brokeback Mountain? And so, yeah, that's interesting. Stephen Baldwin has a Hannah Montana tattoo. Miley Cyrus was 15 at the time. Told Stephen she would let him guest star on the show if he got the tattoo. He got the tattoo, but he never got the guest star. Well, that's weird. Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms because luck was linked to the devil. Her family also called deviled eggs angel eggs. And Michael J. Fox's middle name didn't start with a J. Michael J. Fox's middle name is Andrew. All right. That's the scoop. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.